For God has not called you unto uncleanness, but unto holiness in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, on this second Sunday in Lent, I think there's a question we got to ask ourselves, and that is, how is our Lent going so far? It's just for us another season? Or do we find it to be a season of opportunity and grace? A season where we can make a greater conversion and a change. In today's gospel, we read how our Lord was transfigured before the apostles, the three, Peter, James, and John. The curtain was pulled away very slightly, and he showed forth the glory of his divinity and his holiness, so much so that Peter wanted to stay there, wanted to build three tabernacles. He was transfigured. It's a reminder to us that as we can as we are reminded of and concentrate and think of what our Lord has done, the question should come to our mind is, why has he done these things? He didn't do them for himself. He didn't need to do them for himself. He did them for us. He wanted to give us an opportunity and the ability to be, as it were, transfigured ourselves from slaves of sin and sons of the old Adam to sons of the new Adam to sons of the eternal Father. Interesting, when we come to this point of the transfiguration and we are in Lent and we're meditating on especially the sufferings of our Lord, I can't help but think of the scourging where we see the great disfiguration of Christ. And we see, and we're asked to meditate upon the result of sin and what sin truly should be to us. It should be a horrific thing and a horrific event. Not just one of those things where nonchalantly we, guess that shouldn't sin like that. No, when we see sin in our life, it should be a horrifying thing that we do everything in our power to weed out. Because we see that sin or the habit of sin is the barrier between us and our Savior and our Redeemer and our Lord. It's a frustration of our vocation, of what we are called to. And what is it that we are called to? We're called to become saints. A saint isn't just someone we read of in a book, or we see their name in the calendar, oh, well, that person became a saint. No, you and I, we're called to become saints. The purpose why Christ was born, lived, suffered, died, rose, and ascended into heaven was to give us this opportunity. But now, it's our choice. During this time of Lent, we've given an opportunity of grace to take a look at ourselves and to take a look at what we are trying to do in order to weed out sin, to promote Christ in our life, and to become holy. Now, holiness isn't what other people think of us. We often get that confused. Well, look at so-and-so, he must be holy. Well, everybody thinks I'm holy, so I must be holy. Hogwash. We are good and holy if the good Lord looks down upon us and smiles on us, sees our effort. We are good and holy if we have connection with him. But then again, that takes faith, doesn't it? What is faith? Faith is not a belief in what we feel, or necessarily what we know, but belief in him. There's an event that takes place after the Transfiguration in the same chapter of St. Matthew. They have come down from the hill. Christ tells them not to tell what they saw to anybody until after his death. Warns them again, you know, that death was coming around the corner. They're going up to Jerusalem. And the abuse the Son of Man was to have to submit to. And it said a number of different times that they didn't understand any of these things. And why didn't they understand any of these things? Because there was too much of self in their understanding. We see so many times the apostles were arguing among themselves who would be the greatest in the kingdom. So much so that one time they went to our Lord and asked him, which one of us is going to be the greatest in the kingdom? And what did our Lord say? You're not going to enter the kingdom, not unless you learn to become as little children. For such is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, that faith that is required, a true belief, not just a saying, well, I believe. Consider this. When we walked into church today and we genuflect, did we really make an act of faith of his presence here? Or was it just another one of those Sundays that we just come to church and we just do the church thing because it's obliged and then we go home? If that's it, then there's something seriously wrong. And if that's all we do, it's no wonder why we have problems. Because that's not what we're meant to do. Well, that event that I'm talking about, that when he came down from the mountain, there was this man who approached him and he threw himself on the ground and he pleaded with our Lord, please help my son. He's crazy. He's a lunatic. His son was possessed by the devil. And it so happened that the apostles had been trying to expel the devil, and they had failed. Well, our Lord, after admonishing not just the man, but the disciples, by saying, O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I put up with you? He rebukes the devil. The devil leaves very easily. And the apostles were astonished. And they said, we've been casting out devils. You gave us the power. Why couldn't we cast this devil out? And he said to them, because your little faith. How many times do we read in Scripture, oh, you of little faith? And remember, when we read it in Scripture, it's not just for those people of that time, but Scripture is handed down to us, the Word of God, and we're meant to take it personally. And so I guess it begs the question, where is our faith? Do I believe that when I come up to Holy Communion, I receive the body, blood, soul, divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Redeemer, and I take him back to my pew and I communicate with him? And not just back out to my pew, I take him back out to my home. And I let him reign supreme in my house. If I did, if we did that, how many things do you think that we would find that aren't compatible, that we have to get rid of? If we want Christ to reign in our house, well, that has to go. We can't be doing that. Maybe we put more emphasis on things that would benefit us better. Yeah, like family prayer. How many of us gather together with our families and say, hey, you know what? Let's discuss the gospel that's presented to us today. Interestingly enough, in Lent, there's a gospel given to us each day, a specified gospel for each day of Lent. Maybe a good practice for us to do as a family during Lent. Go home and read the gospel and consider it with each other. How many of us pray the rosary? Note here, I said pray the rosary, not say the rosary. I think a lot of people say the rosary, but praying the rosary is a little different. We have to meditate on the mysteries. And we have to make those mysteries personal, because they are personal, because he did these things for us. Do we believe that? That's what we consider our faith. And faith starts in the moment. Faith isn't a feeling. We can go and take a look and say, yeah, my faith is horrible. Or we can say, no, you know what? I'm going to improve my faith. Lord, I believe because you said so. And that's all I need. Because you said so. There's the beginning of denial of self, which is the first stipulation and rudiment to become a disciple, a true disciple of Christ. We put self second. We put Christ first. What he says is more important than what I feel or what I think. He's a reality in my day. And if he is, this is what the result, this is the benefit. You have questions, he's the answer. You have problems, he's the solution. You're a sinner, he's your redeemer. He is your light. Because he has the truth and the life, and he is the way. But we're not meant to receive Christ and keep him to ourselves. We're meant to share him. What does he say? You don't light a lamp and put it under the measure, but you put it on the lampstand so as to give light to all in the house. Our calling to become holy is not to just to become holy for ourselves, but to share Christ with others. For God has not called you unto uncleanness, St. Paul tells us, but unto holiness in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's why Christ says, let your light shine before men. Why is it your light? Because you have allowed him to become one with you. The light of the world. The one who dispels the darkness, and the darkness doesn't comprehend the light. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father who is in heaven. During this Lent, when we are putting forth the effort to perfect our prayers and our good works, let us make sure that we are doing it for the right reason. Like St. Paul says, not beating the air. No, we do it to receive the crown that's offered to us, the eternal crown, because we realize what he has done and what he does for us, especially at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is the representation of Christ on the cross. He gives us that opportunity to become saints, to be forever happy with him in heaven. But decision time is now. Let us make good use of the opportunity of this Lenten season, and with all humility, approach him, ask him, and don't forget to thank him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.